Good evening, everybody. You're listening to the Budcast, episode 429.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Was Bobby with Gold in My Goal. They are from Paris in France. That track you just heard was released only last Friday on the 23rd of September. And the band are in the current process of putting together an EP. And that's really all I can tell you. That's the only information I was able to glean from the vast array of very sparsely populated information on the sites.
Can I ask one question, though?
Of course you can.
I think you just said, Bobby, gold in my gold, rather gold than gold is my gold.
Did I say, oh, that's because it says gold in my gold there. So I've obviously typed it incorrectly. I believe it is gold is my gold. And I will just check. Yes, it is. Sorry about that. Facebook.com/BobbyMusicOfficial is the place to go.
Excellent.
Indeed. I thought that was quite a good track. It reminded me a little bit, the little vocal hook at the beginning kind of reminded me a little bit of Murder on the Dance Floor by Sophie Ellis Bextor.
Okay, yeah. I can see where you get that from.
But
mm.
Familiarity is sometimes a good thing.
Cool.
Anyway, welcome one and all. This is the podcast episode 429 from wherever and however you are. Then you're very welcome to join us. On this week's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music, and we do have a number of things to talk about, including some news from the music industry, some from the world of entertainment, and some from a little bit closer to home.
Yes.
Indeed.
But before that, we're going to play some music. This is The Freaks. Sorry. This is The Freaks with These Are Things I Never Saw.
We'll be right back. International Podcast Day is September 30th, and you can help spread the word. International Podcast Day is dedicated to promoting podcasting worldwide. You may be asking, what can I do to get involved? It's pretty simple. First, head over to internationalpodcastday.com and check the suggestions. Second, use hashtag Podcast Day to join in the conversation. Remember September 30th. Now, let's start the conversation.
I want to tell you I've got something to say. I want to tell you, but I didn't know if you'd care. Meeting you was like goodbye. So I'm living in this fantasy. We're lying here just you and me. And I want to give you everything.
Beautiful track. That was Jodie Quine with Everything. When my fans shine on me, I shine right back, she says about her lights. It says, I should have probably looked into that more. I want to get across how important it is to follow your heart, for in doing so you inspire others to do the same, she says. That track was taken from her latest album release, Stand Up, which was released in April 2016. Thank you to Cyber PR for making this track available to us. You can find out more about Jodie, who is from Vancouver in British Columbia, Canada, at jodiequine.com. That's spelled Q-U-I-N-E. We have played it before a couple of times. We played her track Finch Diving on 283 and Come Back Home on 286. I will not sink to your level at all.
I didn't say a word.
Snickered.
I didn't snicker, I just chuckled.
Yeah, precisely. Because you are filth. Right.
I'm sure finch diving is something very, very polite and...
It is a description of a bird diving out of the sky. Oh, look, there's a finch diving.
Or it could be somebody diving for finches.
That's entirely possible as well. You'd have to be above a finch to do it. Finch was the
poop brick out of American Pie.
Yes.
Who did do some diving in a row. Oh, that's going and moving the wrong on. Way. So before that, it was the Freaks with These are things I never saw.
It's not just me.
From Yaroslav in Russia.
Is that an L or a comma?
I think it was an L, but shush. We actually played them back on show of 349. That's a while ago. And we play the track The Great Epidemic of Your Age.
Nice.
Again, like what Dave said earlier, not a lot of information about them, but I liked it and it was instrumental.
That shocked me a little bit. I won't deny.
Is that not 2 weeks in a row that I've done an instrumental track?
It probably is, in fairness.
Wow. Find out more by checking out The Freaks Inside. No, thefreaksindie.bandcamp.com. It's late. I'm tired.
Tired, says Alex.
So, blimey, he's filled this in a bit.
I've been busy.
Yes.
Been finch diving.
Just in case people missed it last week, just to remind people, I am running a 10K on the 30th of October. That is 6.2 miles, roughly.
Oh, it's gone up.
And I will be doing it for Sheffield Futures, which is an organisation that helps 16 to 24-year-olds who might be going through tough times, so they help them get in, like building confidence and get them into work and things like that. We work with them through a scheme called Talent Match at Work, and I've had a great pleasure this week of going to interview people and being able to give two people good news. It's a really heartfelt thing, and these are people that feel like everybody else has given up on them. So it's a real worthwhile cause. So if you want to support me, or more importantly, support the cause, you can donate at mydonate.bt.com/fundraiser/musical. But there will be the link to the show notes.
Indeed, there will.
And it would be really, 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 really appreciated.
How appreciated?
A lot.
Excellent. Yeah, please do support it. It is a worthwhile cause. We don't like to talk about all the work we do for charity,
and it doesn't have to be a big donation either.
No, it doesn't.
Every little bit helps.
Yes, whilst trying carefully not to
sound like
breach someone else's trademark. Now, if you've been following the news today, being Friday, you will know that the 12-year mission to launch a probe towards the 67P comet has ended today. The Rosetta probe was forcibly crashed into the comet in order to basically take it offline completely. It took roughly 10 years for the probe to get to the comet, and it's been in orbit around the comet for the last 2 years, since August 2014, I think it actually reached it. It's not been a perfect activity. There were some difficulties with the lander that it tried to put on the comet. However, the amount of material and images and samples that it sent back to back to Earth, they reckon we'll keep the scientists busy for many, many years to come. So I can't imagine how they would have been feeling in the mission control in Germany when they got the notification that the probe had crashed and had gone offline. It would have indicated the end of what is essentially an incredibly successful mission. But at the same time, you've just crashed your toy into a rock. You've killed it. So I don't know how... from what I can see from articles I've read and images I've seen, it was quite an emotional time for the mission control guys, particularly the chap whose name escapes me at the moment. I've been at it right from the beginning. I'm trying to remember his name. And
you've forgotten.
I've forgotten, and I can't find it in the article either.
Well, how about you find it and let people know about it in a minute?
Yeah, I can do that.
So, should we do more music?
Music.
So, this is Gidget's Gaga with Good Enough.
Cast And when I'm wandering the streets of London aimlessly, I love to listen to the podcast.
Should have ridden my bike. This bus is going way too slow. I would be there by now, I know. I could have taken a cab, but then again, it's not that fast. He would have taken all my cash. And I will get to you one day. Will get to you one way. I don't know when and I don't know how. But I'll get to you one way. Next time right on the street, the traffic, the wind, and the overcast won't bother me. Next time, I'll take my chances with the motorist on his cell phone, turning right from the left lane. And I will get to you one day. We'll get to you one way. I don't know when and I don't know how, but I'll get to you one day. Should've ridden my bike. This bus is going way too slow. I would be there by now, I know.
Short but sweet, that was Ostensater featuring Five Star with their track One Way. Now, Ostensater, a direct translation from the German, means outsider. Is a guitarist, songwriter and self-producer from Ganderkesee, possibly?
Ganderkesee.
There's no D in... Oh, Ganderkesee. Oh, that's interesting. Because I copied the Ganderkesee from Facebook, but I copied the Ganderkesee from his other place. Anyway, I'll look into that. He says, one, a person who does not belong to a particular group. Two, a contender not expected to win. Three, a person who goes his own way. As a definition of what Ostensater actually means. Yes?
It is a Ganderkesee. It's a municipality in the Oldenburg district.
Ah, okay. On the other hand, Five Star, who produced provided the vocals for that track, is an adult film director, cinematographer, rope enthusiast, and yes, that means exactly what you think it does, and a problem solver from San Francisco in California. And the way that track was put together was that Five Star recorded the vocals a cappella as a completely separate concern. And then Olsen Sater, whose real name is Tobias Weber, he basically took that file and put guitar over the top of it.
Ah.
All right. Now, that is the power of CC Mixter, which is where we got that track from. And I want to say thank you very much indeed to JB John for putting that track into our suggestion box. Now, you can find out more by going to facebook.com/Osensater, which is spelled AUSSENSAITER, to find out more about Tobias. But you can find out more about Five Star over at iamfivestar.com. Please exercise discretion, because she is an adult film producer, cinematographer, rope enthusiast. So there may be material on there that is relating towards the bondage.
I was about to say BDSM, rope enthusiast.
No, it's not BDSM. It is just about bondage. It's about the art.
No, but BDSM, the B in BDSM is the bondage.
Yes, but the DSM is a lot of other stuff.
Yes, but you don't have to do all of them, but it's still under the BDSM banner.
Weird.
Don't call our artist weird.
No, I don't get it. It's not my thing.
But it's a thing for many people.
Yes. So, yeah, a beautiful track. Absolutely beautiful.
Yes. Before that, it was Gidget's Gaga with Good Enough from Chicago in Illinois. We've played their track The Sorry Song on show 238 and The Bomb on show 278. And unfortunately, that is all I can tell you because they have no website. They have no...
They did have a website, but it's gone offline.
Yeah, it went offline.
It was a Bandzoogle or
no
a Wix or something.
Info, so I'm linking to their Jamendo profile because obviously the website is no more.
It is so sad. Sorry, that sounded really insincere, but no, it is sad.
Mm-hmm.
Righty-ho. Shall we catch up a little bit and do the roll call? Say hello to the guys that are listening to us live right now over at thebugcast.org/live. And I want to say from the very outset, because he's not in our IRC at the moment, Chris from Canada is listening.
Yes. We have got Bodhi, Chalkalum, Erkan Yilmaz, GamerChick02, Chris from Canada, Glorious WVP, K5 Tux, Shy Mega, Feru, Vinzi V, and Yannick.
And by the looks of it, Sandrine, and possibly Zoe when she's asleep as well. He did his normal hugging the family emoticon. Hockey dockies. Right. For those of us of a slightly more advancing years disposition who live in the UK, may remember a TV show, I believe it was on ITV, called Rent-A-Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Rent-A-Ghost?
Yes.
One of the actors from Rent-A-Ghost, Anne Emery, I believe, I'm trying to remember the, I did have here the name of the character she played. Ethel Meeker is the character she played in Rent-A-Ghost. She also starred as Grandma in the original cast of Billy Elliot, the stage musical, and many other things as well, including Dick Emery.
Yeah.
Which again will be a UK specific thing. I'd very much doubt Dick Emery made much outside of the UK. Anyway, she died this week at the age of 86 years old.
Oh.
Which is rather sad. Also, some interesting, certainly from my perspective, good news. It has been suggested that Fleetwood Mac are making a comeback. Now, they have just re-released, or they're just in the process of re-releasing, a remastered version of their 1982 album, Mirage. Now, Mirage was the album that I first really got into Fleetwood Mac on. Christine McVie was doing an interview with Rolling Stone magazine, and she has hinted to the fact that they have some new material. So they're going to be doing a new tour, and a new album's going to be coming out soon as well. So I personally will be keeping a very close eye to the ground. Ear to the ground. Close eye on it. Whatever.
You can keep a close eye to the ground, but you won't see much.
You won't see much at all. No, just sort of stones and maybe a worm or two. So I'm definitely going to keep an eye out for that one. And The other thing I wanted to mention, which I shouldn't laugh too much because it's actually not a very good thing whatsoever. An Apple store in Dijon. A man was caught on video brandishing a pétanque ball. Now, pétanque is the... it's like bull. I think it is called bull. But it's used with metal balls on like a sand... Really?
I did.
You cracked a smile.
I did not. He's trying to make me sound really, really rude, but I'm not.
But basically, it is a heavy metal ball. And I don't know what happened. I think there was some kind of disagreement with the service that he was receiving. And this video shows him effectively picking up the iPhones that were on display around the side, turning them down, face down on the bench, and then smashing them with this pétanque ball. Now, in the video, you see him attack probably about 8 or 9 iPhones. Which, yeah, that's a heck of a lot of damage, money-wise. But he was being videoed all the way through, alarms going off left, right, and centre. But it's, absolutely crazy.
It said here he was a furious Frenchman, and he was arrested.
Yes, I did see that he'd been arrested by the police. But still.
He was... furious because he was refused a refund and he declared that Apple violates customers' rights.
I've just found a different article. I'm going to link to that one instead rather than the one that I was linking to.
Apple have refused to comment on the matter.
Of course they have.
Matter, but have confirmed they are working with the French authorities.
He then calmly strolls towards the shop's exit, where a member of the shopping centre security staff is waiting to apprehend him.
Are you on the BBC News?
I am on the BBC News. Is that the one you're looking at? Brilliant. And I'll be honest, I mean, I joke about iPhones and the fact that I will never own one, blah, 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 blah. But this isn't funny. It really isn't, because if somebody has the wherewithal and the inclination to go around and basically causing that form of damage, that's out of control. That is severely out of control.
You say you joke about never owning an iPhone and whatnot. If you won an iPhone and a year's free phone subscription and an iPad with no twists, what would you do?
I'd wake up. The likelihood of that happening is low, but okay, let me humour you for a minute. If that happened, I would test it and I would review it thoroughly. I have always maintained that Apple products are of incredibly high quality. There's a lot of R&D goes into them. There's a lot of thought goes into them. What I object to from an Apple perspective is the value for money, because I think the cost is incredibly overinflated for what the product actually does, and the philosophy around the walled garden, the Apple walled garden. I object to that because that dictates what I can do with my device.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, maybe to a significantly lesser extent, there are certain things I can't do with my mobile, with my Android phone. But I think to the extent that Apple goes, it just doesn't fit in with my ethos.
Yes.
That's all it is.
It's fine.
I have no...
I was just curious.
I have no tangible objection to Apple. I think what they're doing is great. And I'll actually admit, and I'll come out and say this publicly, that I think that Apple has been absolutely fantastic for the mobile industry, because the things they have done, the things they've come up with, the innovations that they have developed have really kicked the mobile industry into touch to compete with them. Now, I'm not saying that Apple's ahead of the game all the way, because they are not, by a long chalk. But some of the things they do have been, well, attempted to, fear of litigation, adopted by other mobile phone manufacturers, which can only advance competition. It is going to be a game of tit for tat going forwards. Apple does something.
Do you know what?
Apple does something, then Samsung does something, then HTC does something, then Apple does something. And it's a constant climb, which I think personally will only improve mobile phones for future generations.
Yes.
And you know how reliant I am on mine, and not for flipping social media.
No.
So,
right,
anyway. Then,
more music.
More music.
Now, you should recognise the name Tara Lane.
I do.
Because
Cherry Moonshine?
Yes.
Ah.
So, but it's not Cherry Moonshine. No, it's not. A very different type of song. This is Tara Lane with Man at Home.
Kissed me on the cheek while I was in the mirror. Placed a flower in my hair. He's adorable. La da dee da dee da da. Some would say I go too far, it's unforgivable. It's a passion war. I have a man and I can't ask for more. But there's a side of me I can't ignore. It's undeniable. When you walk in, I fight to catch my. I said I love him very dear.
but I feel like a dog without a bone.
Friday night, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Yesterday, you said that you were mine. We lit the fire, calling the message.
My dreams are calling me.
I kiss the girl exactly middle of the panties, and I kiss the girl who's only one thing I'm enjoying.
Woohoo! It's the Bookcast, baby!
When you make it grey with a colour of blue, problems I'll shout for, passing right after you. And I'm sure you may probably leave them when you're closed. Can you tell me a secret everybody just heard? And your friends tell me that I'm not even sure. So the rain dances if I'm not supposed. Don't believe your eyes completely. Circles, circles after midnight. You can't even see them in the mirror. If you think of me so dear, finding cozy place to keep in touch with us. I am an ocean in your lungs. Great amount of time you were holding on the line, where the boys and girls with clumsy flaming tongues, where the boys and girls with clumsy flaming tongues. Appearance lovers in her brains had left constructions and landscapes, and now your town is drilling with itself. The magic potion galleries are chops and fairs in Paris, where paintings and the portraits are alive. Worldwide settlers. The audience inside that was unprepared for what became up next. Shocking waves of love, the million tones of love had left the audience inside excited. You think of me so deep, finding cozy place to hide me in the rain. We'll get away and dive in plain. Great amount of time you were holding on the line, and I'll be the one who speaks to you again.
Yeah.
was Indytronics with Ocean in the Lungs. They are from Kiev in the Ukraine and consist of four band members. Considering themselves an indie rock and post-punk revival band, they found inspiration to start creating music when the two of the band members, Daniil and Dennis, were touring across Europe and happened across some street musicians in Stockholm playing with an interesting melodic indie vibe. They were so impressed after hearing such great music on the streets of Stockholm and decided to create something of their own when they returned to Kiev. That was in 2012 when they formed Indytronics. The track you heard was taken from the band's 2015 album release, Scintilla Wave, which I think is an amazing word, amazing name. And you can find out more by going to their Facebook page, facebook.com/Indytronics.
But what does Scintilla Wave mean?
I have no idea. I do love the word scintilla. Define scintilla. Oh, that would be the root of the word scintillating.
Yeah. You are scintillating company.
Oh, did you know scintillating means sparkling or shining brightly?
I am scintillating company.
I was pointing at me, but yes, you are.
I have a great big diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond. I can't say that, can I?
It doesn't feel like a diamond, though, unfortunately.
It's probably a piece of cut plastic.
I also have an egg.
Which it bounces.
Ooh.
Not on a wooden table, however.
No.
Yes.
Anyway, before that, it was Tara Lane with Men at Home. Sorry, Man at Home.
Okay, that's a different thing altogether, yes.
From Los Angeles in California. Like I say, we played her track Cherry Moonshine, which we actually played twice, and then a third time because it ended up in my best of show. And we've also played her track Heated. And I thought that had a very different vibe to it, but it was still great. Find out more by checking out taralane.com, which is spelled TARALAYNE.com.
Excellent. Well, peoples, that was our penultimate pair of tracks, which means that next week, the podcast episode 430 will be broadcast live in the podcast chat room at thebudcast.org/live on Friday the 6th, he says, checking. On Friday the 7th of October at 9:30 p.m. UK time or thereabouts. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can do so. We have an email address. feedback@thebudcast.org is where you can fire your emails in our direction to ask us questions, suggest music to us, basically tell us how wonderful we are, because we are. That is true. You can also find us on the social networks. Follow us, tweet us, whatever. Full details over at thebudcast.org/contact. And just a quick reminder, because I failed to mention it earlier on, today at the point of recording, and therefore yesterday or beyond, if you're listening to this from the podcast, is International Podcast Day. I am wearing my International Podcast Day t-shirt. Am I?
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. I've been wearing it all day. It's a little bit smelly. And I'm wearing nothing else. So leaving you
He's
with that image.
He's not wearing anything other than
leaving you with that image. It takes us quite nicely to last track time.
Yes. I'm playing with my superhero. I've got a superhero where you put your fingers through it and your fingers become the legs. So he looks like he's got naked legs.
Right.
But yes, that completely and utterly does not answer what the last track is.
I've got the chat room muttering with my... the suggestion that I'm only wearing a t-shirt.
Maybe that's how I get more donations for my run.
What, by telling people you'll do it naked?
No. Donate for me to do my run, or Dave will come and watch me naked.
Like hell.
Or, as in, oh yeah, well...
I'm not going to come along and watch you naked. Hang on, there's a double meaning there. I will not come along naked and watch you run.
Right.
Is what I mean.
But you would come and watch me.
I will
me.
Happily come along and watch you run naked.
Yeah, I don't think anybody else would.
You'd be surprised.
We actually live near a wildlife park, and last year they were doing a sponsored streak where you could do a run around the park in the nuddy amongst all the animals that probably thought, ooh, lunch.
If Caroline reaches her target... Sorry, if Caroline breaches her target, you're looking at me really suspiciously. Before the run on the 30th of October, Caroline will host the show in its entirety completely naked.
But Dave has to be naked too.
No, that's no fun.
Yeah.
And just a reminder, the next week we are starting again to broadcast the entire show on Periscope. So... Oh, dear. Anyway, yeah.
I will do an audio show if you'll do an audio show. Oh, he's got his top off already. Anyway, flashback time. We are finishing off the show with Thomas Allen and By My Side from Mönchengladbach.
Mönchengladbach
in Germany.
I don't know.
We also played him on show 230 with a song Coming Out to Play and Walked Like Chaplin on show 349.
I like that song.
Yes.
He walks like Chaplin and he
talks
swears like Bond
no,
or something. I don't know.
But anyway, you can find out more by checking out facebook.com/Thomas Allen Music, but that's spelled A-L-L-A-N. And before Dave takes any more clothings off, we better say bye.
See ya.
The size when you're by my side, by my side. People call me names, but I don't mind. You lift me up and give back my pride. I love to waste my time as long as you are by my side. And all I want is you.
By my side.
All I want is you.
By my side.
All I want is you.
By my side.
All I want is you. La-da-da. Tall as long as you are by my side. No fence too high to climb. With you I'll always try. I'll grow twice the size. With you by my side, I always want you to be by my side.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline along with the other listeners in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our show...